on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. Thank you for coming back like we always say. This week is a sad one. Rashida started on a low note, had to talk about what's happening in the world, Nigerian new national anthem. We have a good advice for you at the end, something you can share with your family and friends about the insecurity in Nigeria. Well, we had a few laughs too. You know, this is a different one. Kindly tune in. Thank you for coming back. Enjoy.
Hey. Hello, guys. Welcome back to a brand new episode. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis, Ladu, reporting live from Abuja, Nigeria, even though some people don't want me to say that.
I'm reporting live from the United Kingdom, London, to be precise. Is that all? Do I need to add any other thing?
Yes. Maybe you give your postcode.
My postcode and my location.
Yes. No. See, Rashida, stop limiting yourself. Maybe some of our beautiful listeners want to send you something.
Oh, that's true. They used to send this as address.
For now, just hold it.
Okay, let me hold it. Hi, Yusis. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Good. I'm good. Fantastic. Lovely.
How was the week? The week that was?
The week that was fantastic. Alhamdulillah, nothing to complain. The weather started off a bit hot.
Yeah.
But later on, you know, it got lovely.
Yep.
Cool. Just the way I love it. Most of the nights we had rain, so you can imagine.
Oh, the weather is nice.
What else? Yeah. Had good time. Some personal things to do. Overall, it was a lovely weekend. I had a shoot too. Always a good vibe.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic week. All in all, Rashida. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Can't
use this pause. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you, Yusis?
Sorry, ma. What did I do now?
Didn't you aware that they've changed our national anthem? How can we start this episode without being patriotic?
You are far in London. But Nigerian matter don't make you confused. See, did you hear what you said? You said, let me repeat what you said.
Didn't you aware? I know the English I spoke. I actually know the English I was
Nigeria
speaking.
Nigeria can confuse you from far, far away. It's me.
No, I wasn't confused. I know. Didn't you aware that they've changed our national anthem?
My sister, I didn't knew.
You didn't
if
knew.
If I let Nigerian wahala get to me.
I can't be part of
this.
We need to have the
most awful of weeks.
We need to start this episode with the national anthem. I'm going to start. Nigeria, we hail thee.
You hail Nigeria, but you ran away. You don't want to come
we
back.
The
moment I see you are coming back now, we start fighting on this podcast.
Our native land, two tribes and tribes and God, please, what's this
stop,
national anthem?
Stop confusing yourself, Rashida. You know
this is. Let me tell you this part. Our flag shall be a symbol that truth and justice shall reign in peace or battle honored, and this we count as gain. To hand on to our children a banner without stain. O God of all creation, grant this our one request. Help us build a nation where no man is oppressed. And so, with peace and plenty, Nigeria may be blessed. You see, I saw a video of one small
girl. To finish now.
I saw a video of one small girl that they sang the national anthem for them in school. She said, the national anthem is rubbish. Rubbish. It's just scattered.
She was speaking the minds of majority of Nigerians, so I'm not even surprised.
I agreed with her. I said the generation they are changing national anthem for.
Somebody said, you see now, It has just proven that Nigerian elders can be stupid or
Very,
they are
very,
stupid.
very, very.
You should have. This thing, it affected people personally.
No.
Kingani, because I'm sure if you were on Twitter for the past week, they needed a distraction and they got it. With all the problems that is facing Nigeria
Oh my God.
at the moment, the hunger, the insecurity, and
Let's not
everything,
even talk of
it
that.
took them just 1 week,
To,
propose the bill,
yeah?
delegate,
So you mean they can walk this
and
fast?
pass it. Yes, no. I'm sure you must have seen the old videos of Tinubu where he was saying if he had his chance, he's going to change the national anthem. Yeah, he
He's
was circulating. I think it was
No, he was so
what is
fast with signing that bill. He was so fast with it.
point. My point is to show you he has both the Senate and the House of Reps in his palms. He's just pulling the strings because this is one of his wants and wishes.
This was a dream come
Then
true for him.
somebody proposed the bill and they sharply convened, did everything just to pass it. Let somebody propose a bill that will enhance the life of the average Nigerian. So you
It will
see
take 10
minimum wage
years.
now. Why am I even going for? Look at minimum wage. I can debate that. Damn, the Nigerian government doesn't have money to pay living wage, they can only pay minimum wage. How much?
And
You say
uses, but come to
50,
think of
60,000.
it, the national anthem does not, there's no cost. Like the monies are not going to come out from that.
That's not the point.
I know that's not the point, but I'm just looking at it from
The
another angle.
point is, this is a non-issue, something that needed not to be touched at all.
It didn't need to be touched.
So,
I
if we want
swear
to
to
even go
God,
deeper,
uses
if
the
you want to
national
go deeper,
anthem. If I listen to the national, our former national anthem, sometimes I get chills. The words are touching. The words are, it didn't need to be touched. I'm an advocate for like change, but that national anthem, have you heard
are
Tibidakolo
you calling
sing
it
the
former?
national?
Yeah, I'm not calling former. That's
Have
my
you heard
national anthem.
Tibidakolo sing that national anthem for you?
Rashida, you are calling it former. It's still my
It,
national
but we,
anthem.
I saw a video of Aisha Yusuf, the activist. They were singing the national anthem and she was sitting down. So there's mixed reaction. People were saying that's disrespectful. You can't fight with the government. But now the new national anthem was being sung and she sat down through it that she, this is not her national
It's a
anthem.
form, yeah, it's a form of protest. See, you want everything to be Nigerian, cool, and it's supposed to be like that everywhere around the world. This national anthem, our own national anthem, was born in Nigeria by Nigerians, taking account all that was happening then and what Nigeria went through at that time. You now abandoned that one. You now went back to colonial, the people that colonized us.
Oh my God.
They were calling you tribes. You now brought it back because during your childhood is the one
This
you
was that you
sang.
sang.
You mean
Yes.
to stand?
From boomers upwards, some of them are really happy with it. They are like, oh, yes, this reminds me of my secondary school. Secondary school. I heard somebody say, yes, I can remember some of it, that this was what we sang when we were in secondary school.
And
I'm
who
looking
bloody
at them
cares?
and saying,
Look at
why?
the abysmal performance,
You know when
Rashida.
they tell you that from
Inflation, and I mentioned
boomers
Magdalena,
up,
40 something
they are
percent.
Nigerian
Food
problem.
inflation,
People think it's a
37
joke.
percent or 30. Kingani, look at the main issues. Mutani and I knew what. People are hungry, and you are talking about a national anthem. Okay, talking about the National Assembly, how many of them can even sing the
They
national
can't
anthem
sing.
then?
They can't sing
But what
it.
are we singing? And look at the burden people. Anyway, me, where am I singing national anthem, sir? Rashida,
I love the
are you
former
singing
national
national anthem in it?
anthem. I know
But
I
what
love
I
the
mean
former
is,
national
where will you be
anthem.
required to sing the national anthem?
When I'm like when you are abroad now, you just say, oh, I pledge to Nigeria, my country, to be faithful, loyal, and honest, to
Oh,
serve
you're
Nigeria with all
freestyling
my
it.
strength, to defend her
I
unity
don't
and
blame you.
uphold honor glory, so help me God. I love the former national anthem. See, I can't even rap with it.
I say, where do you need to sing that national? Where?
Oh God,
Oh,
I'm just, I'm
it's
really
not like you're
confused.
going to join politics in Nigeria. Even then, Seth,
Oh, you think if they call all
it's
of them
just
one
our
after the
children.
other, if they call all
Yeah.
of them one after the other to sing, it's not all of them that can sing the national anthem.
70% will be
Even the
expunged
old
from the
one,
National Assembly.
old national anthem, it's not all of them that can sing it.
Course,
It's
Kingani,
not.
Kawai, what is paining Nigerians is what is wrong with these people? What alternate universe are they living in? Look at the plight of Nigerians.
It's sad.
The speed, they don't care. And this is why we are, we come and see them praising the president. when he came for the joint session. We thank you, Your Excellency. You are the one
God,
that is
please.
supposed to be checkmating what the executive is doing. You know? We thank you. This one will.
That this one, please. What did they say? This one we watch.
If you want to, you can go and then Google YouTube. I don't want to talk about Nigeria. You see, my mood has changed.
Yes, I'm taking it to another mood change now. I'm sorry about that. This brings me to my prayer of the week. My
Please,
prayer of
yes.
the week this week is that I want to pray for the people of Gaza. My prayer for this week is for the people of Gaza that Allah make it easy for them. The world has moved on, but these people are still living in what is a horror.
I wouldn't say the world has moved on, Sha.
People are doing what everybody is doing.
People that I don't even expect are the ones doing the most self, Rashida. Look at all the Arab countries. How many are even talking?
That's what
the
I'm
leaders,
saying.
Talking about the leaders, though. So
people
let's
are
not
moving
forget
on.
About the leaders. The leaders. So excluding the leaders, there's so much awareness. Because see, like yesterday and day before yesterday, once I entered Twitter, you see, in a minute or two, I just need to get out of it because I can't take it.
I know. I know exactly what
really
you mean.
Talking about it. Look at the pictures. Look at the videos. How can that be happening to human beings in 2024?
I tried as much
goodness.
As possible to like remove myself from it because things like this really get to me. I'm thinking about it. Weighs me down.
I try. That should be the normal human reaction, isn't it? Or are we weird? Because how can you... I don't get it. And you have people that defend this, Rashida.
Yesterday...
To where now?
A friend of mine in Australia, she's an activist. She sings... She raps and sings motivational songs and all this activism songs. So that's what she does. And she was on stage and I saw a video on Instagram where she put up... Somebody just collected the mic from her while she was singing about referendum. And he said, there is no genocide. There is no genocide. That's what he said on stage. Like, it's on her Instagram page.
They are brainwashed now.
The show continued, but they had to call security to come pick him up. This was in real time. You can see how there are people that are feeling that this is not a genocide, that the children that are being killed, the parents that are being killed, the brothers that are being killed, the sisters that are being killed, that their life doesn't matter. It's just, it's normal. It's sad to see. It's depressing. And
you see, there's so much hate that is being promoted, encouraged online, especially all these far-right people. You know, there's deep-seated Islamophobia.
Yeah.
So the Arab, and the funny thing is, Palestine, there are Christian Palestinians and there are Muslim Palestinians.
I don't think this one, it's affected everybody. They are not
of
differentiating.
Of course, now, that's what I'm saying. But to show you how backward and stupid people are, once they see a person speaks Arab, they automatically think he's a Muslim. Is that Islamophobia that is encouraging all this? So once you're brown, you're black, and don't forget, not just Gaza, Sudan, you see what's happening in Sudan. They said by the end of, is it 2024, 2025, more than how many million people would have died? We're not talking about hunger and displacement.
Oh my
Look
God.
At Congo. These are all happening
at the same time. Oh,
so
God.
You see black lives, brown lives, Muslims, your life is lesser. Look at Ukraine. Put these two scenarios together. The world stood still.
Yes.
And Putin did not do even 10% of what Israel is doing to Gaza.
No.
America. We'll be waiting. And now America is the one supplying the weapons and billions and billions and billions sending it to Israel to facilitate this genocide.
Oh my God.
Cry. Please.
This is one
I'm
sad
tired.
One to another.
There was a day that after seeing all the pictures and everything, reading everything that was happening in Gaza, the whole day I didn't want to do anything that day. I was just demoralized. As in, why? How wicked can you be? Thank Allah, Danibi. How?
You know, sometimes I intentionally try to
look at Nigeria
block.
Too now. They said in 1 year of Tinubu's administration, more than 4,005 people were killed. Not about the ones that have been kidnapped, but they are not even talking about it.
Nobody's talking
So
about
these
it.
killings, the sorrows is happening all around us. It's like people are becoming desensitized. You know, Kowe, it's just numbers. Because I'm from Maiduguri, I can remember in the beginning of Boko Haram, if you hear gunshot, you all be scared. If you hear the sound of bomb being detonated, you'll be scared and all that. But as time goes on, it started
becomes
becoming
normal.
normal. Yeah. So I think this is what is happening.
Oh
And
my God.
The upsetting thing for me is the media, the Western media, but the Gaza Genocide Corps has exposed the Western world and the Western leaders. And I love it. And I love it because the internet never forgets side by side. See, there's this White House briefing that they always have. And you see journalists ask questions. There's this old man. I can't remember his name. I love him. He always like puts a trap for them. They always fall for it. One of the interviews, the question and answer question I want to talk about is this man, the journalist, asked him about Ukraine.
Yeah.
So the press secretary was now, if in passion, no, we cannot allow Putin to wanini wanini. We are going to help Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. They're gamma. And that's sweet the question to Gaza.
To Gaza.
We are investigating it. We can't comment.
Eh?
Something that we can see live in real time. Yeah. You know, Israel has America in their hands. It's apparent. The iPad, the lobbies, they control the Senate and the House. If not, you can see the killings. You were like, we need a two-state solution, blah, blah. But you are still sending weapons worth billions of dollars so that they keep killing. They'll ask them to move to this particular place. They end up bombing them.
Bombing them. Moved if there's
I'm tired of talking about this thing.
There's a map that shows where it started from and how they have. So the whole of Palestine, from one city to the other, moved to this city. They moved to the city. And I saw a visual representation of how it happens. So from this city to this city, as they are moving, they are bombing each city as they are moving. Now they are at the end of the city.
Like Sheena,
and they're
the
still
one I saw
it.
Yesterday, a father held the headless body.
Sis, sis. I don't
see,
like.
Let's forget
this.
Me. Why? I beg. Let's leave this talk.
Please.
Me, I cannot.
Was it listeners? Discretion is advice.
Abi, this one is not viewers. Sheena, I'm tired of the whole.
It's heartbreaking.
See, it's going to affect my day now.
I know. Let's move on, you sis. But I don't think this podcast today is going to get any better because we've started. Usually we start it soft, but this time around we are starting hard and I don't think it's going to go any lighter.
It's like I will leave you to handle this episode alone because I'm already down.
Oh my God.
Life
my
is
God.
Not fair, Sean.
Life is not fair. I just pray that Allah makes it easy for them. May Allah come to their aid. We've heard stories of all the prophet time before now and how Allah comes and save people and miracle happens. We need an intervention from Allah. We need a miracle for the people of Gaza. May Allah make it easy for them. Their fight is not in vain and there'll be light at the end of the tunnel. Sending
Surely.
Them love and light. And we are thinking of them. We are remembering them and they're in our prayers always.
Always.
Inshallah. I was on the streets. This one is a tweet from this brother. This brother said, in Nigeria, I be Odogu, but this UK, if you no accept my 60% bill wise, come and be going. Man, what percentage do you chest billing? Like, okay, what this is saying is that he wrote it in like a broken pidgin English. So let me just give you the breakdown. So what he's saying is that he's in a relationship with this lady and he's saying that in Nigeria, he's a big boy, that he doesn't mind paying all the bills and everything. Now that he's abroad, he's in the UK, he's doing the bills 60-40. Like, this is his criteria.
At least it's not 50-50.
This is criteria.
That's what he's trying to say.
That 60-40, this is the best. So, like, if you're trying to date him or you're trying to get married to him, if the bill is going to be 60-40, this is his requirement. If you're not ready to do this,
carry your load.
Carry your load and go. So, this
Adios.
Was... This was what he sent to his potential girlfriend. He's like, before we continue to grow in our relationship, I would like to establish an agreement regarding bill splitting. I propose a 60-40 split, all things being equal. I cannot cover 100% of expenses unless you're not working. But as long as we both are actively working, this is what I can do, 60-40, irrespective of salary, with me paying 60%. If you feel you can't be with a man under these conditions, please let me know as soon as possible as we continue to get to know each other better. What I will say about this is, like, that's bold enough of him. I like the fact that this is his, he was honest. He didn't say, okay, I'm chesting everything, I'll do 100% bill. Then when you come, then you now start saying, okay, and you didn't tell me this, or fight, you know.
I didn't knew.
He was honest about it. He's like, are you ready? Is this what you want? Do you want to continue? Yes, sis, if men were like this, there will not be a problem in this world. Like,
at
just
all.
Say
you
what
see,
you want.
At least the one that enters, she knows where she did enter.
Thank you. Just say what you want. Don't come and before me and the Odogu, then when we not enter, you now be saying, ah, you're supposed to. No, let's know what we are doing. For me, I don't think that it's necessary for him to, like, write it down. Because if your wife is working, you're working.
Maybe
you don't,
just to document
for
it,
record.
Or what, I don't know. For record purpose.
A wife that will help you will help you. You don't need to come and be stating it down. Or
which one is, there's no marriage or family that is 100% that the man is taking care of the bill. It's not possible. I think I've said it before. It's not possible. Because women carry out unpaid labor most of the time.
Thank you
a lot
very
of things
much.
That she does for the children without even asking. She will save up and help with the house, food, everything. She doesn't need to say. The thing is, women see these things as normal.
Normal,
Chingani,
yeah.
We don't make noise about it. It's not possible. Coming back, let's even talk about Nigeria. You see a woman having a side business. All the money goes to her children's school. Maybe the dad pays school fees, but every other thing she contributes and buys.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. She will like, okay, let me even do this. Maternal instinct, Chingani, naturally, yeah. She does. That so there is no marriage or relationship that is, if let's say relationship, maybe nowadays, you know, you want to see where it's going, you say I'm not doing anything. But I don't think there's a Nigerian marriage that is 100% is only the man that takes care of everything. No. And I'll go back again and say, because this unpaid labor, you get, is not quantified. They just see it as normal thing. The mother does this, does that, take care of
the job of the mother, take care of her children.
It's the job. Okay? Those unpaid labors, how much is it?
But after he wrote this, I hope he doesn't still have the mentality of, like, she's going to be the one doing everything in the home. I hope they are going to share that.
When this sort of topic comes up on Twitter, you will see heated argument and you get to see people's perspective. The funny thing is now, and I'm happy you brought this up, he will expect her to do everything. His own part is 60-40, but this other part, he will say is a woman's job. That's the problem.
That's
that
the
people
problem.
Have.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They
about
say if you want
now.
50-50, it's not only 50-50 on what you want. It's 50-50 on everything.
Every other thing.
Which they would not agree.
Ugh.
Do you understand?
That's where this becomes complicated now, you know?
It's always complicated and it's not easy.
So
for me, I think it's just to get somebody that you understand each other.
Exactly.
Like you said, naturally, a woman will help naturally.
Yeah.
Women are built that way. But keeping account, writing agreement and whatnot.
So the thing is that now this is just the surface. Like, okay, you know, this is like the fairy tale of everything. Me, I know that I'm going to pay 60, then you pay 40. But what of other things that comes in between? Because it's like a
exactly.
branch. For,
exactly.
There's the union here, then there's the branch. Because house bill is just one part of the branch.
One. Something so, that you do once. Then what the woman does is on a daily.
Daily.
On a daily.
Like,
see, there's this example they love giving when these arguments come up. They're like, okay, if you want 50-50, blah, 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 I will stop taking away the trash. I will not fix the car.
Is that
I will not
oh my
fix
God.
The roof.
Oh my
Do
God.
you fix the roof every day?
Every day.
Does the car need fixing every
Every
day?
day. Thank you.
We're talking about recurrent jobs, recurrent chores that you must do. Dishes, laundry, whatnot, cooking every single day, cleaning after everybody, sorting everybody out, planning everybody's day is mentally draining.
It
Think,
is.
who calculates that?
Nobody. Nobody
So,
calculates that that's his requirement for continuing the relationship. So it's left for the lady now to decide, okay, is this what I want? Does this worth it? Do I want to continue with this? And if you feel
last, he naingo go come editing lists, or he'll find somebody compatible, and I wish them all the best. But
yes.
like you said, at least this one, he even had it in writing, at
Yeah.
least.
Talking about lists and what you want in a marriage, there's this guy that came on. I saw this like 2 3 weeks ago. So he was talking about the type of woman he wants. He now said that the type of woman he wants is somebody who is who will kneel down every time and give him food. Like if she,
Wonderful.
this is what he says, that the type of woman that he wants is a woman that will cook. Then when she wants to feed him, she will kneel down and serve him his food. And
Fantastic.
he had on the internet, oh, people were insulting him. He had so many.
No, I support him 100%. Do you know where I always have problem with these people that have this set of criteria? Now, there are women on the same internet that will be advertising, this is what I'll do to a man. He will say he doesn't like that one. It's the one that says she should never do this for a man. He
That's
will
the
now
one.
start chasing that one to come and change her. Why?
Yosis, that's not the end. I've not finished. I have a follow-up story of this thing. After
Follow
he said
yourself.
it, after he was blasted on the internet, there's nothing they did not call him. This man, do you know he
See, there's
had
nothing they did not call.
you know that this man, he had the audacity to send I'm sorry, I'm stammering, to send a
When
video.
I didn't know you to be a
I need to
stammerer, Rashida, what happened?
I don't know where this stammering is coming from. Because what I'm about to say next, it needs to be stammered. So he now had the audacity to like make a video of his brother's wife at 7 months serving his brother food and kneeling down to serve his brother food. She served him his food, knelt down, poured the water. At 7 months, she was struggling to stand up. And
Is
the
the
bro,
lie?
I kid you
I
not, I
didn't see
swear
it. Oh,
to
thank God, I
God.
didn't even see this
No, thank
rubbish.
God you didn't see it. And you know
Ah, no,
what?
no, no, no,
The
no, no,
brother
no,
was not
no,
even
no.
acknowledging the fact that the wife was there. So she brought the food. I'm explaining how it happened. She brought the food. She dropped it. She knelt down. She opened the water. She served it. This man was on his phone, pressing his phone. No, thank you. Nothing, nothing. Struggled. She stood up. She went to the room. And then this, let me not insult him. What I want to say is no good. He now
Insult
said,
him now.
wait, no, the insult.
Anyway, you said there's no name that they have not called him, so your own
Yes,
will not even add
it will not
anything,
change
sir.
anything. He flipped the camera,
He's
showing
showing
the woman,
evidence.
yes, showing us what the woman was doing. Then he now flipped back to himself and now said, this is the type of woman I want. This is what I mean by when a woman should serve me food. This is what I mean. I said, okay.
So one quick question. These people, where are they from?
I have no idea.
From the looks of things, because now you see, now you could come and see the video.
I would have sent it to you so that you get angry with me,
No,
but
please don't send it to me. No, I don't want to see it.
next time
The
I will not keep things like this to myself.
description.
I
So,
was angry.
Rashida, hi, women, sha,
I was really
God will be
angry
our
when
strength.
I saw this.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
Okay, tell me now. Tell me, even if it's a child that gave you water or food, it's supposed to acknowledge simple thank you.
This is I have to send, look, if I see this video, I'll send it to you again because you needed
No,
to see.
please. No, I don't need any. I don't need it. I don't.
I need to show you
Misery love
evidence.
company.
Yes.
No.
I
What?
need
I
you need
believe
to be
you.
angry with
No,
me.
no.
No, you are not taking, you are not as passionate as I am. I'm not feeling your passion of
No,
anger.
don't feel it. Don't feel it. Can you imagine? I'm happy that people are hearing you now. I have evidence against you. Can you imagine?
I can't feel your
I'm trying
anger.
to recover from all the Gaza genocide images I have all over my head, and you add this rubbish to it. Like I told you, the way they see, especially African men, the way they see women, and some women have accepted rejected it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. It's just a house help that they can sleep with. Simple and easy. Wherever, however you want to describe that, good and fine for you. The earlier you accept it, the better for you. Last, you come and see it for yourself. It's sad.
All I know is that I have seen strong women in the
Why?
past, even in the time of the prophet, with the stories about them. I've seen the likes of Nana Aisha, I've seen the likes of Nana Khadija. I know that they were strong women, and there are men who were the prophets and who were strong men who were going to battle, who were fighting in the war, who were coming back home with one limb, no leg, who were being killed. They were not treated like this. So I don't see why. I don't see the
When they
reason
see
why.
you, see, treat them with empathy, with love and passion. Why is a pregnant woman kneeling to give you any rubbish water? Can't you get the water yourself?
7 months.
And your brother is there, filming, sharing to the internet, making a mockery, making a jest of her. See, I don't want to dissect this thing. That anger that you want me to want, I will not do it. No.
Yes,
I wish them
continue.
all the best.
I'm feeling the anger
I
now.
wish they, no, I wish them all the best too. Rashida, last, everybody will be all right. Do you know the worst part of it? Like that story of the woman, the employer, she asked the employer to send her salary direct to the husband's account. Do you remember?
Yes, yes,
So
yes.
when the employer asked her to go and open an account, she now told the husband. The husband said she should stop working. So the reason why I'm
Yes.
bringing back this story is don't be surprised if you try to help this woman and she'll tell you, my
It's
husband, leave
not
my
your
money for
business.
me. It's not.
Mind your own business.
So you see, that's why I say I wish them all the best.
No,
I wish them all the best.
nobody wants to help anybody, but do you understand? It's on the internet. If they had done it in the comfort of their home and it works for them, Kingani, it's not a thing. Nobody cares.
Wish them all the best,
All the
Rashida.
best.
That's their love. Oh, okay.
No, that's their love language.
Yeah, that's their love language. And congratulations to them. And more grease to their elbow.
It's not from your, that he said it's not from your mind.
You cannot be taking Panadol on top of somebody else's headache.
Nah, 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 nah.
Our own headache is enough for us. So I wish them all the best.
This is the next story I have for you. Listen carefully.
I hope it's a good one.
I hope so. I and my
You
husband.
hope? What do you mean you hope so too?
I hope so. I and my husband have been married for 2 years now. An issue came up recently in which he stopped talking to me. I sell wigs and also own a salon. For context, I owned this salon before I met him, and he's working too. So they're both working. So I told him last week that I wanted to add some money to my wig business, and he said okay. Then I told him I have 6.3 million. Within an hour of me saying it, he came to me and said that he wants me to borrow him 5 million out of the money.
Chief only.
Oh my God, will you allow me to finish this thing?
Sorry, I had to interject.
Said I should borrow him 5 million out of it. I was like asking why? Why are you asking me now when I just told you that I need to restock on my business? And he flared up and started saying I'm stubborn and not a submissive wife.
On top of our own money.
That he will make sure he breaks my bone, and that he should have known not to marry me when I had that shop. That maybe it's one sugar daddy that has built it for me.
Oh, thank God it was before you, the sugar daddy built. You too, build. Let's see now.
I was too shocked
I
to
won't
speak,
build us.
and he left the house. That's how his mom called me and said, "Your husband says you have some money with you and you don't want to borrow him." She too started talking about how a good wife would not mind whatever her husband wants to do with the money. I cried and cried, and since then he has stopped eating my food and coming home late. So yesterday evening he came to me and asked me if I'm ready to change my mind
Hey.
or I should pack out of his house. Then he gave me option. He said it's either I pack out of his house or close my salon, because his friends said most wig stylists are into hookup, that he would be paying me 100K monthly. I
He
refused.
didn't realize all this one is when she refused to give money that all this one came up. Oh, the hookup, oh, the whatever. Oh, somebody that wants to borrow 5 million wants to start giving her 100,000 per month. Wicked human being. I'm sorry, my dear. I wish people could see her face.
I'm weak. I'm very weak.
Hey.
So he
I
said
didn't hear you.
He'll be paying me 100k monthly. I refuse because no matter what, I can't close my salon. That 100k, I make more than that in a day.
Yeah.
I'm so fed up and don't know what to do. He has given me 7 days to pack out or change my mind.
Mm.
With his mom backing him, please, what should I do? What should I do? Please help me. I don't want to lose my marriage.
Which one again? No? Somebody that is living with an enemy.
No, this is, it's not. I mean,
once you bring this, once you bring this story, that is just outrageous. I will just use one line. I wish them all the best. Because you too, the way you are reading it, you are sick to your stomach. And like the other story, the mom was also involved. Of course, siding with the son, same thing here. I don't understand.
This, why am I getting
money.
Angry?
Don't get angry. Don't be angered, Belle.
I'm very angered.
So it's her own money. And you people want to use strong hand to collect her own money from her hand. King Annie, not even softly, softly do. We know the way men do now. They will say borrow. He's very stupid. He's not even smart. You're supposed to say, I beg, borrow me 500,000. Then you come, 600. The money should be piling up. Mm. Not me telling you I have 6 million.
No,
and you say you
he
want
wants to
5
break
million.
Her. He wants to break her one time. He's not here. One, his mom, her issue is plenty, sir. One, his mother...
Wait, do you see why I said, when she said, I don't want to break my marriage, I say, what marriage? You're answering yourself now. You said,
Her issues are plenty. One, his mother said that as a good wife, she's not supposed anything the man says she's supposed to do.
The mother has the manual of marriage now.
Number two, his friend said that she's a hookup woman for that her shop.
Yes,
that
anybody
she's...
that does here, she must do hookup.
Yeah. Three, he has said that she's a hookup girl. That maybe
she's not submissive.
She's not submissive, and maybe it's a sugar daddy that bought that
even
shop for her.
Even, yes.
Now four,
because it can never be her now. You know, a woman cannot be successful. There must be a man in the background, do you understand, to facilitate it. So you don't have the brains or the ability to be successful, Kingani, on your own. There must be, and that's the normal belief now.
It's normal,
Kingani. Yes,
belief.
Now
no matter she said that she doesn't want to lose her marriage. That's
yes,
her own
the
another problem.
No matter how high you go in your career, deep down inside them, behind their mind, they will have this assumption that Kai, who is helping this one? If it's in the banking or financial industry, they say this one has slept her way up the ladder. You cannot climb the ladder on your own. No, slept your way up to the ladder. So a woman cannot succeed on her own merit. No. It's either you slept your way up there or somebody pushed you. It can never be you.
One advice she should choose: does she want her shop or she want her marriage? Anyone that she wants, anyone
which
that is priority to
let's
her.
Stop pretending here,
she
please.
Should.
Nobody
you
and I know he's not going to give her that 100,000 every month. And I know.
But hear what she said. She said she wants her marriage. She will choose the one that she wants now.
See why I said when you bring this story now, I'll be saying I wish them all the best.
I
not
think
to
so.
Wish them all the best.
I wish them all the best. Yes, what do you have for us before we say goodbye to the boys and girls?
This one is not. It's not gossip, Sha. Is a PSA.
Okay.
If you are in Nigeria, public service announcement. I saw this and I thought it's really important that we share with our listeners.
Yeah.
If you live in Nigeria. So this is what this person witnessed. He said, hello all. My family and I witnessed a scene from the window around 1:30 a.m. to 2:45 a.m. today. And I've decided to share so that we can all keep guard. Someone intentionally left a baby wrapped in a white cloth right in front of our gate.
Uh-oh.
The baby cried for over 30 minutes and then it stopped crying. A guy in black hiding behind our wall called to hit the baby again to cry. When they realized no one was coming out to check on the baby, he crawled to carry it off the road, and in a few minutes a taxi came and they went away.
What
we called
was
the
that?
Contact number of our neighbor. We asked if he had seen anything of that sort around his house, and he informed us that it's a new strategy of armed robbers and that his
God.
Elder brother was robbed just last week using the same method. Let us all be guarded. Just
do you know
look.
What I'm thinking? If it's robbers, they will rob me. They will rob me because there's no way I'll hear a baby crying. I will not go out.
And you know that they're using your emotions.
Yeah.
So please, everybody, if you hear this, share with your family and friends. This is their new format. Because why would you come and keep baby in front of gate?
Yeah.
Do you even know even if it's a spirit? Let it cry there. If he goes, he will cook my sleep in the morning. You call the police or whoever to come and take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
guys,
that's what I thought.
Be careful out there. Stay
Yeah, let's all
safe.
be safe, please.
Yeah.
Nigeria is already hamming and dealing with everybody as it is. You can't add armed robbers to it. May God help us all. Okay,
Yeah.
that's what I have for you
All
today.
right. Thank you so much for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please
Yeah.
don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review.
Kindly follow us on our social media handles. It's Instagram and TikTok at The Chill Sisters Podcast. Then you can send us an email at thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. Please leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for listening thus far. Have a nice one. Take care. Bye.